Dear people, in the last couple years, I have had more opportunity to try and help broken people and broken marriages than ever. When there is shaking in the world, everything that is not built on Christ is in danger. What I have seen is many times those who need the most help do not respond to sound counsel. Sometimes they are too crushed, angry, distracted, or rebellious to hear, let alone take action. This literally drove me to my knees, and I found being on my knees for those in need sometimes works much better than all the counsel in the world. Paul prayed a prayer in Ephesians 3:14-19 that is one of the most powerful prayers you can pray for yourself and your loved one. I have been praying this, and I have seen amazing results. I have desires in my heart being removed and new ones being imparted. I have discovered a new dimension of Christ's love. I am enjoying an increase in hunger for the Lord Himself and a new strength to overcome the evil one. It is the only prayer in the New Testament where Paul specifically states he bowed when he prayed it. That speaks volumes. It really is a time for all of us to bow in prayer, isn't it? He prayed that God would grant to us. Grant is an awesome word, a grace word. It means this is not something we can earn. It is something God gives to us. We cannot make ourselves or anyone love God or others, but God can grant us this love. Now, here is the linchpin to the prayer, that God the Father would grant to us to be governed by the dynamic power of His Spirit in our inner man, which is a literal translation. So many times we look at the outside and try to adjust behavior when it is the inside that really needs the fix. If the government of Christ takes over our soul, it is a guarantee things are going to change on the outside. That is when desires change, and it is when you start loving yourself and each other. Let's face it, the Holy Spirit wants to be in control of your life. And if we were truly wise people, we would want Him to be in control. When we were born again, our spirit, our innermost person, is cleansed, but our soul, our inner man, is still a mixture. Like Ishmael, we are part seed of promise and part worldly. So in our soul remains the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit governing our soul that Ishmael, the independent, contentious, wild ass of a man, can be brought into submission. Genesis 16:12 and Romans 8:13. We are all looking for a breakthrough in some area of our life. Marriage, health, family, finances, ministry, and so on. I promise it is God's will for us to prosper in all these areas. However, it is in proportion to the prosperity of your soul. 3 John chapter 2. Just think how prosperous your life can become with the government of God controlling your soul and Christ living in your heart. Start praying this prayer and give the Holy Spirit permission, and something wonderful will begin to happen. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.